Right Ho, Jeeves, by P.G. Wodehouse, read by Martin Jarvis. Jeeves, I said, may I speak frankly?
Certainly, sir.
What I have to say may wound you.
Not at all, sir.
Well, then... no, wait. Hold the line a minute. I've gone off the rails. I don't know if you've had the same experience, but the snag I always come up against when I'm telling a story is this dashed difficult problem of where to begin. I mean, if you fool about too long at the start, trying to establish atmosphere, as they call it, all that sort of rot, you fail to grip. The customers walk out on you. Get off the mark, on the other hand, like a scalded cat, and your public is at a loss. It simply raises its eyebrows and can't make out what you're talking about. And in opening my report of the complex case of Gussie Finknottle, Madeline Bassett, my cousin Angela, my aunt Dahlia, my uncle Thomas, young Tuppy Glossop, and the cook Anatole, with the above spot of dialogue, I see that I have made the second of these two floaters. I shall have to hark back a bit. I suppose the affair may be said to have had its inception, if inception is the word I want, with my visit to Cannes. If I hadn't gone to Cannes, I shouldn't have met the Bassett, or bought that white mess jacket, and Angela wouldn't have met her shark, and Aunt Dahlia wouldn't have played baccarat. Yes, most decidedly, Cannes was the point d'appui. Right-ho, then. Let me marshal my facts. I went to Cannes, leaving Jeeves behind, he having intimated that he did not wish to miss Ascot, around about the beginning of June. With me travelled my Aunt Dahlia and her daughter Angela. Tuppy Glossop, Angela's betrothed...